I would like to read something with you in Mark 10. Mark 10, verse 13. And they were bringing children to him so that he might touch them. But the disciple rebuked them. But when Jesus saw this, he was indignant and said to them, "Permit the children to come to me. Do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child will not enter in it all." And he took them in his arms and began blessing them, laying his hands on them. I'm very happy to see you all, but I'm very happy to see children this evening here. I'm very happy to see a wife to wait a children. And the last year, Dave, you have received 3 children. It's good. A blessing. The 26th of this month, we have in Europe election. I will not make publicity for election. But they have last week put out a video about the community. And yesterday I have saw it, and it is very interesting. It spoke over newborn babies, children. And it, especially after the passage what we have studied, it is so important for us to have children. It is so important for us all, to help the children to come in the meetings. But when we see here in verse 13, the disciple hinder child to come in the assembly. The disciple hinder children to come to the Lord Jesus. Sometime we hinder other person also to come in the assembly. We have a little bit thinking about how must be a person. What do you are thinking when somebody is coming with status in the assembly? Or with something here? What are we doing? How we are then? The Lord Jesus receive them all. In verse 14, "But when Jesus saw this, he was indignant and said to them." In six verses, we find this verse indignant. And only one verse spoke that Jesus was indignant. I have also children, grandchildren. Perhaps sometime when you see me, you think he is a young boy. But I'm a little bit older. But I like children. It's very important to have the young people in the assemblies. And we must make things that they like to come in the meeting. We have a shop. And in this shop, we have something to play with children. And sometimes when a mother is coming and somebody else is helping this person, I take the children and I sit in the ground and I play with the children. Sometimes we spoke to the children, but from the high. "Oh, nice to see you." No. We must have time and we must sit. We must come to their level. That is very important, to find their level and to find what they need. Is it not wonderful to see the Lord Jesus, how he was, and especially with person who was sick, Zachariah, somebody was, he was crying, the Lord, he healed, he was going. But we must, and Rusty has encouraged us, to invest time, gifts, money. But money is not the problem. Money is not the problem. I know a brother, he has told me, I have a new job and I can win more money. Then I can give more to the Lord's work. Now, after 3 years, he cannot come in the week, in the meeting. So busy. I don't ask him how much you give in the Lord's work. That is not so important. The Lord's work need worker. Need woman, sisters and brothers. And we have so many places to help. Sometimes also in families. We must help. Not only the grandparents. That's nice. Huh? William, huh? Nice. And in end of year, you have also very near a baby. It's wonderful. But not only for babies, but we must see the very simple things. Perhaps a couple isn't in problems. We hear about a problem, but then we must ask also, what have we invest in this person? Also when person are excluded. I have here recently a person who has told me when somebody is excluded, he cannot come in the assembly. Is that right? Can we say that? To exclude somebody, to not come in the meeting. Exclude, that's something else. But come in the meeting, when he's coming in the meeting, we don't look him. We look him with love. He's coming for the Lord. You are coming for the love, for the Lord. Not to be in a church. You are coming for the Lord. And this person, and surely a person who is excluded, he needs the Lord. But sometimes we have an attitude to exclude him differently. Never he is coming back. I have a father. He is excluded. And sometimes I have a contact with him. It was 1 or 3 months. I was in hospital. And he sent me a message. And I told him, I'm in hospital. Oh, look, you're in hospital. I can visit you. This evening I can visit you. No, I say, no, don't worry. No, I can visit you. 3 hours driving. 3 hours driving. He was coming with his wife, visiting me. Wonderful. Wonderful. He was coming. Yes, he is excluded. Yes, he has different problems, but he is together with his wife. And you understand? You understand what I will say? We must be ready to help others, to come back. To come back. And when the Lord say, permit the children to come to me, do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as this. It's the same when we preach. Yes, it's good to hear a nice preaching. But When you preach, you have the advantage you can see everyone. And you must not only see the brothers, you must also see those who are sitting in the last row. Perhaps you don't see that this person is really hearing you. And you can look. And perhaps you must think, oh, now I must change a little bit. Perhaps I must bring something for this person. Very often, we speak very good things, but too high. At moment, we are in earth. Here in earth, not in heaven. And we forget different problems and situations. And when people hear us, we must find words and help for them. Truly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child will not enter in it all. This afternoon, in John 6, I just returned to our chapter in 20. Chapter 20, verse 21. We haven't read it. Tomorrow is coming. Wonderful verse. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, receive the Holy Spirit. No, sorry, 21. Sorry, not 22. So Jesus said to them again, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I also sent you. No school. No work, and you must learn. No, directly, when a person receives the Lord Jesus, go and speak about the Lord Jesus. Help. Do something. I sent you. I sent you, and go. Thank you for your encouragement, Rusty. You've made it very good. But we must sometime invest time in the week and think about in your assembly, in your road, in this place where you work, where is a person who need a help? And then when we help, we can find his heart. We can find something to bring him the gospel. And not every time preach, preach, preach. So many occasions we have, so many possibilities. And perhaps not directly a person is coming in the assembly, but it will come. It will come. I have seen it in our town, in our assembly also. So many years we was only 3, 4, 5. And the last 2, 3 years, the Lord has given us different persons. From Africa, from Germany, from outside, from the Catholic Church. So many people. And different characters, different problems. But they are there. And we can help them. We can help them. But it costs. You need time. And not do that. And perhaps we must also help other assemblies. It's very helpful in the meeting to encourage believers in the meeting, but why not make a visit a Saturday? Sundays in the meeting and Saturdays, and then you are going in the village or visiting neighbors, visiting with a brother, with a sister. Do something to visit other person, to bring them something from the Lord Jesus. That is so helpful. Yes, we need prayer. We need to do something. But also practical thing we must do. The Lord Jesus, and that is also beautiful, the last years I see more and more portions in the Bible. Portions before, portions after. So beautiful. In Mark 10, we have, it begins with divorce. And then he spoke of a child. Wonderful. Also something, when you read more and more of the Bible, you see so beautiful things. You don't see not only the mountain, you see also other beautiful things. And the Lord Jesus will bless it. He will help you. And we have prayed a lot of for you here in Kilkill, and now you are a little bit more. But I pray also for Sligo. I like this assembly. It's very interesting. It's very interesting in the morning when the room is prepared. I don't know if you have been there. It's wonderful. Three old sisters. One sister and two brothers. But we must pray for them, but also help and go and visit and do something. And that is what the Lord will from us. Please take it not with encouragement in the sense what Rusty has started. And we are not stopping to pray for you here in Ireland, but also for the England and Scotland also. We do it. No, it's really so.
Yes.
We do it.